From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal, but Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn thinks it's a good idea to take the matter to Parliament.
Parliament has to have a say, and this is a crucial decision for the future of this country. We're going to be looking at the issue of market access to Europe. We're going to be looking at the future of manufacturing industry, looking at the access of finance services to Europe, and of course, crucially, workplace regulations, environmental regulations, and consumer rights.
Prime Minister Theresa May has said she will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty in March to begin the process of disengagement and start negotiations to end Britain's membership in the European Union. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 240 migrants, most from West Africa, have died or disappeared in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Organization for Migration says most of the migrants already had died by the time rescuers arrived. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri tells VOA about 12 bodies have been fished out of the sea and more are likely to be recovered as the rescue effort continues.
The fact that we are already talking of over 4,200 dead, when the whole of last year we're talking of 3,700 is of huge concern.
Viriri says smugglers are apparently persuading the migrants to make the treacherous journey by telling them now might be their last chance to leave North Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkish authorities say 11 pro-Kurdish lawmakers have been detained by local prosecutors. Among those detained are the co-chairman of the People's Democratic Party. This is VOA News.